Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Pipe and a Book, the show where we read a pipe and smoke a book. How is everyone doing tonight? Dave here, and we are continuing our tradition of Harry Potter for the next few weeks. That's right. So, we left off last week at book number 2. Now we're on to number 3, The Prisoner of Azkaban. That's right. But before we get into that, let's talk about what we're going to be smoking for the next 5 weeks, because I batch record these, and of course, I'm smoking a pipe while doing so. And in this particular case, I'm smoking a Pearwood Mr. Brog, I believe, which my wife got for me and I've had to repair. But that's why I repaired it, because it was a present from my wife. And in it, I'm smoking some vapor, a nice Virginia Perique called Acadian Perique. It's a Mac Baron HH blend, and it's worth your get. But that's enough about the pipe and the tobacco. Let's get on to the important part and why everybody's here, the book. Now, I'll let you build it on a little blah, blah, blah. Now, I'll let you in on a little bit of a secret here in regards to pipe in a book. Part of the reason I do pipe in a book is so I can smoke my pipe while recording these podcasts and you can hear the lighter going off, but that's because, well, it's a pipe. And as I talk, it goes out. But just remember, as I try to keep it going, since this is a podcast and you can't see me smoking, I will just be editing out all the pauses that come from that. So no worries, no worries. All right, so Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. We are introduced to Sirius Black in person. And what else do we got going on here? We got some Voldy thing. We got some dark arts. We got some stuff. Let's just get into the description from Goodreads. On Goodreads, this is a 4.5, 6 stars out of 5. So it's got a good rating. And Harry Potter, the Prisoner of Azkaban by J.K. Rowling. Okay, here we go. Harry Potter's third year at Hogwarts is full of new dangers. Convicted murderer Sirius Black has broken out of Azkaban prison, and it seems he's after Harry. Now, Hogwarts is being patrolled by the Dementors, the Azkaban guards who are hunting Sirius Black. But Harry can't even imagine that Sirius, or for that matter, the evil Lord Voldemort, could be more frightening than all the Dementors themselves, who have the terrible power to fill anyone they come across with aching loneliness and despair. Meanwhile, life continues as usual at Hogwarts. A top-of-the-line broom takes Harry's success at Quidditch, the sport of the wizarding world, to new heights. A cute fourth-year student catches his eye, and he becomes close with the new Defense Against the Dark Art teacher, who was a childhood friend of his father. Yet despite the relative safety of life at Hogwarts and the best efforts of the Dementors, the threat of Sirius Black grows ever closer. But if Harry has learned anything from his education in the wizarding world, it is that things aren't often what they seem. Tragic revelations, heartwarming surprises, and high-stakes magical adventures await the boy wizard in this funny, poignant, and third installment of the beloved series. Okay, so that is the description of Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. So let's talk Sirius Black a moment. For those of you who don't know, Sirius Black was wrongly accused of murdering 13 people, mostly muggles, and one Peter Pettigrew, who was also a childhood friend of James Potter, Remus Lupin, and Sirius Black, one of the makers of the Marauder's Map, and turncoat and snitch, just overall bad dude who turned in Harry's parents and thus ended up making, for all intents and purposes, Harry the Chosen One. What can I say about this book? Compared to the movie, this is another one of those movies where, you know, the book gets more stuff out there, of course, because it's written word, and there are things that the movie does right and things that the movie does wrong. Like, for example, the first time we see Harry on the Firebolt is at the very end of the movie with the cringy stop scene at the end. Now, I get that you can't put everything in a book into a movie, but I agree with everybody else out there that are major Potterheads and have read the series over and over again, example of Super Carlin Brothers. That scene, that was horrible. I mean, I love the movies. I watch the movies like most people read the books. I'm a visual guy for the most part. I'm auditory as well. I love hearing things read to me. Like, that's why I use Audible all the time. And it's great. But seriously, though, I wanted to see more Quidditch. I agree with Jonathan Carlin that Quidditch of the Ages should be a book that is brought into movie form so we can see all the Quidditch all the time. And there is just so much that we need to see that could have been done better. Like, I mean, oh, I don't know. It's just all escaping me. It's been a while since I've actually read the book, or quote, air quotes, read the book. But yeah, it's just one of those things. It's a great read or listen on Audible. This is probably going to be one of the shorter Pipe in a Books because I actually sat down to record all 7 Harry Potters in one night and something happened and I got distracted and I just weeks later now recording part 3. So, yeah, that's all I got for you on this one. Prisoner of Azkaban wasn't one of my favorite books, but it certainly was one of my favorite movies. Oh, right, Time Turners. Let's talk about those for a minute, shall we? Don't you just love the Time Turner? It's just a great wizarding invention. Don't like the way something did? Only have a few hours to go back to change it? No problem. Let's make the entire day useless and do it over again. But that's not exactly how time travel works. And even in the wizarding world, it doesn't work that way. I recently watched a YouTube video about Time Turners and how Hermione using the Time Turner in this movie basically negated everything that happened up to the point where she turned back time. Could she find a way? I don't know. But think about this for a minute. Everything that happened in the movie up till that point still happened. It did. Harry got beamed in the head by a rock, which was thrown in Hagrid's hut, which was thrown by Hermione. They had a encounter with Remus Lupin in his werewolf form, which still happened. And even though Hermione was the one to, at least in the movies, to howl and bring Remus away from Harry and Sirius, the incident still occurred in real time, exactly as it happened. Harry thought his father conjured the Patronus, and it turned out to be him. And, well, everything happened. It was just Harry and Hermione behind the scenes not being seen, except for one time when they got really close to being caught by Hermione herself. But all in all, it just goes to prove that Professor Hulk in Endgame explained time travel the best. When you travel through time, the past becomes your present. Everything that you do in the past affects the future. And in the case of your future being the past, like going back in time 3 or 4 hours in Prisoner of Azkaban here, everything that happened still happened. We just saw it from two perspectives at that point. Once you're in the past, that's your future. And your future is now the past. And some people will argue that is where we get alternate timelines and separate universes and all that stuff. But what can I say? The Time Turner. It is part of the canon. It's been retconned by J.K. Rowling a little bit, from what I understand. But all in all, great book, great movie. Read and or watch that movie and book, and we'll see you in the next one. Have a great day, everybody. And I hope you had fun listening to us talk about the book of the week this week. And I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you learned something, or at the very least, thought my opinion was kind of entertaining. And if you didn't like it or didn't find my opinion entertaining, that's okay too. So, if you're looking to follow us throughout the week, I am, of course, at drallen201. The show is at Pipe and Book. And if you feel the need to email us for any reason, you can always find us at pipeandabook@gmail.com. For information on this and other shows, you can always visit us at maplecitymedia.wixsite.com/home. There you will find all the information you could ever want on Pipe and a Book or any show produced by Maple City Media. And with that, thanks for listening, everybody, and good reading. You've been listening to Pipe in a Book, a Maple City Media production.